Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Leck, and today's video is going to be about a time-sensitive topic regarding technology at Veterans Health Administration and the continuing, never-ending, malfunctioning email system that I have dealt with and continue to deal with. And so, you know, I choose to use email to communicate with Veterans Health Administration for a variety of different reasons. Probably the first one is convenience for me. I really like communicating electronically with certain people in certain areas of my life. It's convenient. I can do it all hours of the day and night. I don't have to be tied to a set schedule. When you're dealing with people at Veterans Health Administration, as well as many other banker office hour type situations, they're only going to be there these very limited hours. And those hours, like, I have other things to do and not just hang on the phone trying to get a hold of someone, basically. Also, I've found the calls, this is the second reason, I guess, to be less than productive. I've found them to be quite the contrary, actually. And I've learned that when you send an email, at least when I do, I'm more likely to get a, well, it varies. Like I've said in the past video / podcast, you know, when it depends on who receives them, because sometimes the emails in the past have been not very well thought out, but these days they are, and I'm actually receiving actual assistance through the system. But the system is terrible, the email system. I don't know why the Veterans Health Administration cannot figure out email, but whoever is running their technology department should absolutely be replaced with someone who can figure it out. Basically, the last number of days, it has just been awful. I'm curious if anyone out there watching this has had that experience, if you're dealing with this as well. I have not even been able to access over a period of time, a number of days, the whole email system at all. There's a lot of different ways to access it. My Health Vet, VA eBenefits, in some other way too, I think. I actually forgot. ID.me. I think it's another way. And so there's a lot of different login access points. It's super confusing. God, it's so confusing just thinking about it. And at one point, and still continuing on Word at this point, but in recent days, I just could not, I would log on, but I could not get to the email system. And I was trying up to, I've tried up to three different browsers to figure this out. So this is some of what I was seeing. I actually took screenshots of it. I would see kind of this screen, which is absolutely nothing. It's kind of like an error type screen. And it, you know, already was signed in, so it made no sense when I clicked the email button that it would take me here for secure messaging. It was a mess. I would also see this right here, which is kind of a clue that they're trying to figure out their own system, most likely. It says, you know, sign-in changes. Try our new sign-in process today to see how we're changing it to make things easier and safer to use different VA websites in a few weeks. Everyone will need to use it to learn more. I will be honest with you. I did not click the learn more button. I don't want to learn more about how they can't figure out technology to save their life. Like, I don't want to know, actually. So I did not click on that button at all. But I do think it's being worked on, and I think that's exactly why it's not working much of the time. So this is another one right here. It's an error page, error 90, third party server not responding. And I've also gotten other pages. These are just kind of a flavor of the ones that I have dealt with recently. I did finally get logged in on my third browser, and I was able to send messages. I'm constantly getting kicked off the email platform, though. It's really challenging to utilize it. I did mention this to VHA staff. Of course, they're basically clueless, have no idea what's going on. I'm sure the person sounded like checked with somebody. I'm sure they gave them bad information. This is typical. It's an ongoing frustrating situation. It's amazing it will use the platform at all. I'm actually going to check it again tonight to see if I can get on there and see, because I have an email waiting on me to be checked from the VA people. But anyways, I actually have more videos / podcasts planned, shocking, around Veterans Health Administration topics. I know, just shocking. But I actually really am looking forward to it. I'm not going to do it right away. It's going to be a couple months from now. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be a surprise topic. I don't even want to talk about what the topic's going to be. I'm kind of waiting some space between now and then to release information. But I think it will be really helpful for a certain subset of military veterans dealing with Veterans Health Administration, and specifically community care, with regard to the insurance network that is attached to Veterans Health Administration. So if you're a military veteran out there getting your care through community care at all, or have been exposed to that, or are being exposed to that, or anticipate that you will, I think that this video / podcast will be of interest to you coming up here next couple months. So keep an eye out for that. I think I'm probably going to release that sometime early next year. So keep an eye out. All right. I wish you all the best, and I hope you stay safe. Bye.
Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn. Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn.